With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the crisis over illegal immigration grows more acute with buses of people being sent to New Jersey, New York, Chicago, and the state of Illinois. Sheriff Ken Briley in Grundy County, Illinois, says he needed a plan after learning buses with illegal immigrants were heading for the Chicago suburbs.
Part of that plan was putting signs on the interstate at two of our exits, basically in an attempt to direct the buses in the right location. We didn't know if these buses were lost. We didn't know if they were intentionally dropping them in surrounding communities. We really didn't have a whole lot of information. So we put the signs up. It says, no migrant buses this exit.
The signs were distributed along Interstate 55 in Grundy County, Illinois, southwest of Chicago. A series of powerful earthquakes has left at least four dozen people dead in western Japan.
The tremors include aftershocks from a 7.6 quake that slammed the area a day earlier. At least two dozen people have been confirmed dead in Japan's Ishikawa Prefecture, with damage to homes so great that authorities could not make an immediate assessment. At a news conference, Japan's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, said, I have received reports that very large-scale damage has been confirmed so far, including numerous human casualties, building collapses and fires. Water power and cell phone service were still down in some areas. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former President Donald Trump is appealing a decision by Maine's Democratic Secretary of State that he cannot be on the ballot there because he violated a constitutional ban against people who, quote, engaged in insurrection, unquote, holding office. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 25 points, the Nasdaq dropped 245, the S&P lower by 27. This is SRN News. A new poll on Christians in Israel.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it finds that only 27% of self-identified believers look to the Bible when they try to formulate their opinions about the Jewish state. Most poll respondents, 56%, say news reports from the mainstream media are the primary influence on their thoughts and beliefs about Israel. Other influences include the opinions of family and friends and interactions with Jewish people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Southern Baptists form a big part of the evangelical Christian bloc that has reliably voted Republican in recent elections. It's widely expected they'll also line up behind former President Trump this November. Last year, a number of other GOP candidates tried hard to appeal to SBC voters by proclaiming their Christian faith. They included South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and former Vice President Mike Pence. However, neither of those men got any traction. This is SRN News. It was a weak start to 2024 on Wall Street.
Wall Street started 2024 with a slump, giving back some of its powerful gains from the year before. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% Tuesday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.1%, and the Nasdaq Composite lost 1.6%. Some of the market's sharper drops came from stocks that were last year's biggest winners. Apple had its worst day in nearly 5 months. Much of Wall Street had been preparing for at least a pause in the rally that carried the S&P 500 to nine straight winning weeks and the brink of its record high. The benchmark index jumped 24% in 2023. Damian Troisi, New York.
The U.S. Treasury has announced that the nation's gross national debt has surpassed $34 trillion. The record high comes after lawmakers in the White House agreed to temporarily lift the nation's $31.4 trillion debt limit last year. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.